Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to the best and brightest of Glam Squad pros, hairstylists, makeup artists, manicurists, facialists, you get the idea. And today, we actually have someone on who is, you know, slightly an amateur makeup artist, but a mega influencer. Before we get into who our super special guest is, of course, I am joined by my cohort in life and beauty, my co-pilot on the beauty plane, Mr. Travis Crone is on the mic.
Hello, Gwen. Happy middle of award season and festival seated in everything season, beauty, red carpet, everything.
I mean, you are so right. It's like the worlds are converging on us, Travis. I'm so exhausted. We had Oscars, which was, you know, very notable. People are still talking about it. Of course, we don't get into the brawl here, just the beauty, but that was a moment. And then we had the Grammys this past weekend. I mean, how amazing were the Grammys? That was a fun show.
They were so fun. I had such a front row ticket to all of the beauty. I will say Dua Lipa's wig or hair or whatever that was the most gorgeous thing to see live. It was like the best head of hair I've ever seen.
I mean, super gorgeous. Not exactly original, because we've seen that look on Kim Kardashian, on Jennifer Lopez. I mean, of course.
Cher.
I've never seen Cher platinum. Have you, with the roots?
Yeah, I've never seen her with roots. I've seen her platinum with that hair. Cher would never have a roots.
Of course, Chris Appleton is Dua Lipa's hairstylist, and he, of course, also works with Kim on J-Lo. I mean, I doubt that it was the exact same wig, but I'm going to say that was a wig. But she looked absolutely breathtaking in that vintage Versace. You know, Cindy Crawford had worn that dress 30 years before. There's a huge backstory to that. Guys, go to usmagazine.com/stylish and read all about it. But I also love that, like, Dua Lipa really brought those Versace vibes. That hair looked to me like Donatella.
It did. I love, well, Donatella always does that to her muses, right? She's like, you know, you can wear the clothes, but you should also look a lot like me.
Totally. I mean, I think that, you know, most designers have muses and they want everybody who wears their designs to kind of fall into that muse moment. And yeah, I mean, I don't know, it was working for Dua Lipa. She was our best dressed. Of course, if you guys haven't seen our top five best dressed at the Grammys, go to usmagazine.com/stylish to see that video as well. There are some fun surprises on that. Some dark horses who wound up being in best dressed. I loved it. Trav, the Met Gala is like a month away, and that's when we will have another like major, major red carpet night. But before that, there is red carpet the real way. I mean, there is an event. You're going again. You're going to be there front and center to Coachella. Am I right?
Yes. The red carpet is just dirt. So that's the only difference. It's a dirt carpet.
Well, it's a moment where it's
a
really
glass carpet,
like,
if you're lucky,
it's a moment for everybody to kind of wear their most fabulous
Yeah.
So that it's like the dirt becomes the red carpet. I mean, there are never more Instagrammable moments than at Coachella and all through festival season. Coachella like really kicks off all of those summer festivals. You know, I feel like there's definitely a beauty and style vibe to festivals, right? I mean, are you like dyeing your hair purple? Are you like getting-
I am. How did you know? I'm going to go fuchsia. I feel like, you know, I saw it all over the Grammys red carpet, like all of the Billy Porter, Sweetie. And I was like, that I'm going to Barbie pink Mattel is my hair color for Coachella for sure.
Barbie pink. I like it. It's Hailey Bieber on the cover of the May Allure. Have you seen
it? I want to scream, come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Exactly. Well, all right. Let's get to our special guest because obviously today we're talking Coachella festival vibes. And we have none other than mega influencer Courtney Shields, who is also the co-founder of the Dibs beauty brand. Courtney, how are you?
I am so good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I was just sitting here learning, actually, while I was listening to your intro. So I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, gosh. But we're going to learn so much from you because I feel like you have just been, you know, like creating these looks on Instagram. You were an OG influencer. Just let's first of all talk about Dibs and then we can back into
Dibs. Is amazing, by the way. You blew up so fast because it's just good and cute. You did such a great job.
Thank you. You know,
so how did that come about? Tell us about the brand.
We launched in September, which is crazy because it feels like it's been years, but it really hasn't been. And it's been one of those things that was just a lifelong dream for me. Do you guys ever feel like you look at what you're doing now and then you can look back at your childhood and like your younger, like your youth, and just be like, it makes sense
all the time.
Totally. Oh yeah.
You're where you should be, you know, like, and that is very much how I feel with this brand. It's really cool to have this vision and like these concepts and places where I feel like there's holes in the market and then be able to bring it to life and just have it in my hand is pretty, pretty cool. So
was the first product for Dibs those Desert Island Duos or Desert Duos or Desert Island Duos. I mean, I love them so much. That half bronzer on one side, half blush on the other, but the combinations are like next level.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was definitely our first product. When I started conceptualizing everything and thinking about the brand, that was definitely the place my mind went to first because I have such a love for cream products, but I felt honestly like a lot of the things on the market were almost there, but like not quite. Like there were so many things where I felt like it was too greasy or it was too dry or it didn't blend how I wanted to. It took my foundation off. Like there was always something that I felt like wasn't quite hitting the mark for me personally, but I love a cream and the concept of that because it just looks like skin. So I feel like whether you're younger or older, like it's kind of something for everyone, which I love, but I also wanted to do it as a mom and someone who has my 4-year-old like playing in my makeup all the time and always up on my face. I also wanted it to be clean. I wanted to feel like the ingredients I was putting on my face were not going to be negative. Like we're good for me ingredients. And then the combos was something that we had a lot of fun with because again, it was a place where I felt like after listening to my community, so many women would say, okay, like I've got my bronzer, but I don't know what blush to pair it with. And so we wanted to have fun with kind of taking that step out for people, you know, and just kind of matching them up. And so we had a lot of fun creating those. We just launched 2 new ones about a month ago at this point. And our 5.5 shade sold out pretty quickly. It was my personal favorite. Now, if you don't have it, I have to send it to you ASAP because it's incredible.
Oh, no, I don't. I love, you know what? I love number 2 and number 3. Both of them are like,
yeah,
like either if I want a peachy moment or a pinky moment. But, you know, the amazing thing is I have really fair skin and it just looks perfect on me. Like it looks like as if the sun hit me. And then, you know, there's someone like Travis who has skin the same shade as mine by nature, but is a tanorexic. Mm-hmm. And he wears those shades too. And they look amazing on him. He, you know, he's much more of like a golden skin tone. And
I depends on the day. I run a gambit of colors.
It's funny that you say that, Travis, because I always joke with a couple of my girlfriends. I'm like, get shade 4 or get this one if you're like spray tan color. Like if you have spray tan, this is your color. There's like the universal spray tan. You want this one.
Great. So what's your universal spray tan color?
I feel like 4 for a spray tan is just so good because it has that really like corally color. But the thing with Dibs in general is that you kind of can't go wrong. Like you can either blend them. They're very pigmented, which you guys know. So you can either have like this really big pop or you can can totally share them out depending on what vibe you want. So it's nice because you kind of can't go wrong with the shades. And the blushes, even if you find like your must-have bronzer, I feel like what we hear a lot is that people will grab multiple sticks because the blushes are also different, that you want to have a couple options in your arsenal. And I actually don't have any of them on yet today, so I figured we could play a little.
Play. I love that. I love that. But let's talk for a second about self-tanners. And if you go to a festival in that dead of heat, do you have to think differently about self-tanner when you apply it, how you apply it? Tell us everything.
So 100%. Well, first of all, I will say, obviously, always cover the face, always wear SPF, but nothing beats a real tan. Like it just... Obviously not great for our skin, but like nothing beats that real tan. I think if you're going to do a self tanner, obviously, absolutely like exfoliate, make sure your skin is totally prepped, and then make sure you kind of like bake in it as long as you can, wash it off the night before and then go. Cause the last thing you want to do is be sweating in the heat and you're like getting streaks. It's going to look like you got caught in a rainstorm and nobody needs that.
Nobody needs that. Do you hear that, Travis Cronin?
Oh my God. I also like powder every crevice that I have before I hit the festival grounds. Cause there's going to be no moisture, like creating those wrinkles in my neck, like in my armpits.
My other little sweat tip, this is so random, but if you take sunglasses and you get a little loose powder, you know, the like little nose piece,
yeah,
on the sunglasses, powder the actual nose pieces with a little loose powder before you put them on, and you won't get that annoying little indent that you have.
That's the hottest tip I've literally ever heard in my life.
Me too. I mean, that is amazing. And I cannot wait to do it, even just for like walking around the city in the dead of heat.
When you live in Austin, you have to get really creative. And that was actually something I came up with. It was probably like 3 years ago at this point, but I was having so many people DM me, like, I'm getting these little creases from my sunglasses. What do I do? And I was like, I'm going to figure this out. And that's been the best tip. The other little loose powder tip. So get the sunglasses. And then actually, if you take a little like fluffy brush, dip it into some translucent powder. If you have either ditch the bottom mascara altogether for festivals, or if you do it, powder the bottom lashes and they won't bleed, which is the other tragedy that happens.
Smart.
Oh my
just
God.
Dust like the tiny tips of them.
Yes, exactly.
Little top coat.
Much better than waterproof mascara, which I feel like is so brittle and I hate using it.
I absolutely hate waterproof mascara. It rips all of your eyelashes out. Like it's impossible.
It does.
So these tips are incredible, and I know that you have more. What about skin? Like, what about when you're at a festival and you're outside in the beating hot sun, you need to wear sunscreen. So is there sunscreen that you love, that you swear by, that doesn't make you break out, that looks really like everyone
you can
wants
reapply.
So I would say there's probably two for the face that I tend to go to a lot, and it depends the vibe that you're going for. So I like the Tula like glowy one because it has this like pearlescent to it. That one's really nice. And then if you're not a super glowy, like all over person, I really like the Elta MD one. They have one that has a slight tint, and that one is so nice. So I would say those two. And then when it comes to like a foundation, instead of going full foundation, because I feel like that's what kind of breaks us out when you're in that heat, if you're doing too much on the face, I feel like that's kind of when the problems happen. So I'll actually take either a little bit of primer or a little bit of my moisturizer and mix it in with whatever foundation I like, rather than going to get like a BB cream or something. Just almost thin the foundation a little bit, and then you can put that on. Or if your skin is having like a really good day, you can just spot conceal, bronzer, blush, highlight instead of doing like a full beat of foundation. I feel like that really saves your skin a lot. And then you can actually reapply with the sunscreen, or you can get those little brushes. Have you guys seen, like, I know Supergoop has one, a couple, I think it's Color.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The little like makeup brush built into the sunscreen.
Yeah, powder foundation is so good.
It's like a powder sunscreen, because I feel like you're not going to go and sit with your bronzer and your blush and then be like lathering the regular sunscreen all over. It's a little like purse trick, I feel like.
Plus it fits in your purse. So like what bag do you carry at festivals?
It totally depends, honestly, on the outfit. I feel like a festival is a whole moment. So you kind of have to go there, I think. But I try not to actually bring anything too expensive, because I just don't want to be stressed out about it personally.
Right.
Yeah. There's sandstorms like at the top of the hat.
I don't know.
And then what's going in it?
Yeah. So I like a medium size, I would say, nothing too big, nothing too small, because you don't want to be like struggling to fit your makeup and your phone and whatever else you need. So you need to have enough, but you don't want to be carrying like a soccer mom tote. So I would say a nice medium bag is good. And then as far as what goes in it, I love a lip SPF. BF, must have. Super Goop has one. It's almost like a gloss. It looks like a little chapstick tube, but you pull up the wand. It's a gloss. It has to be that one specifically because they have one you squeeze and I don't like the taste of it. So that one is a must for me. And then I always, always, always pack our, so obviously whatever Desert Island Duo I'm using that day, I'll always pack that because it's so versatile. You can use blush, you can do it on the lip, all that. And then a status stick is a must for me because it's going all over my body. And also it makes you smell really good. And
oh yeah.
Nobody smells good at a festival. So I feel like just as a little secret weapon that again, you can use more than one way. And it's also a very quick way to be everyone's best friend because everyone's like, wait, I want to glow. And you're just like out there glowing everyone up. So.
How do you use it to like create dimension, like in the decolletage? Like that's always what I try to do with those products. So this is like a shimmer stick sort of, but it's almost like it's like a gel cream. Like it's a very light formula. I love these.
So when I was thinking of this, the idea was kind of, I feel like there have been things that have been on the market that are spray or they're lotion or something like that to give you this all over like body glow. Everything for me was either way too sticky. It never dried down. And so it was just like a disaster. Like you couldn't wear anything, getting everywhere, or it would break in my bag. I would travel and I had one I used to love and it was like a lotion, exploded everywhere. And so I wanted to create something that was, again, clean, but also in like a solid form so that I could throw it in my bag. All of our Dibs products are really made for like the person on the go because it's just, it's easy. You can use them a bunch of ways and also take them with you. They're not going to be messy. They're not going to melt. And so it's a stick basically with it designed really for the body when I had it in mind, but it is also for the face. It's all over. So when I'm applying them, it really helps this whole area stand out. And what it does on the shoulder is like a game changer. So first I like to start with like some type of a lotion and whatever you have, like whatever body butter you have, because you really want to make sure that it's going to like blend in. You want your skin hydrated. And then I'll take whatever color I want at the moment. I think I'm going to do a little cocktail today. But we have this Unbothered Bronze, which is like this really insane bronze color.
So gorgeous. Me too.
Yeah. Then we have Good Life Gold, which is just
really like 24 karat yellow gold.
I mean, it's absolutely insane. And then our High Road Highlight is actually our most popular for face. It's like this gorgeous, almost champagne.
Yeah, that's the one that I love because I'm so fair. That's the one that I've used. So pretty.
This one on face is everything. But for body, I'm going to do, because I want a tan. Travis will appreciate this. So I like to just literally swipe it, like swatch it on my arm like that. You can probably see. And then I'll go right in just like on my décolleté right there.
Under the collarbone. If you go under the collarbone, it makes everything sort of look like it's got dimension and like you like sculpted and cut. Yeah, gorgeous.
I mean, it's gorgeous. Like
pretty.
Yeah, crazy. And then same, you just take your hand and really blend it in and it gives you this like filtered, perfect skin look basically and a little bit of tan in this case. And then this one, I like to actually put almost like on the ball of my shoulder. So it's going to give you that little pop like that. And then I just literally take it and rub it in and it just gives this shimmer. So I love it on the face too. And I think a cool little trick with this is if you actually apply it all over in like a C motion. I don't have, I have a little bit of like a CC cream on, so I'm not going to go straight in. But what I like to do is
top of the cheekbone, you guys, like top of the cheekbone up around to top of the brow bone in a C. Yeah. Gorgeous. It's just that like a glow.
And then it just gives light. But what you can do if you don't have any makeup on is apply this straight out of the stick, literally in a C. You can be really messy around it. So you're going to take it kind of like the arch of your eyebrow all the way down under your eye, like where your pupil, and just make this little like C shape. And you can draw that on, apply your foundation on top of it. And when you're done, your skin will look just like perfect skin. It's going to kind of glow through the foundation. So it's almost untraceable, but it gives you the skin and everyone is like, wait, what do you have on your face? Like, and it's coming.
It looks like the sun is coming out of you.
Gorgeous. Beyond. Gorgeous. Incredible.
That is amazing. It literally looks like the sun is coming from right under your skin, like on your shoulders and your cheekbones. But I love that hack of putting it under the foundation too. Because I always do that with my bronzer. I do like such a deep cut right in my cheekbone before I put on foundation. The dimension it makes is so cool and lasts all day long.
Yep. And on the legs too. Like if the legs are showing, this is a must. I have photos where I forgot this. It's just like sad and drab, and then you have this and it's a totally game changer, which By the way, the missing nail here, you guys, for anyone who can't see, I'm missing a middle finger nail. That, do you guys know how obsessed I am right now with press-on nails?
They're so great. Have you tried the ones by Olive and June? They work really well.
No, I need to try those, but I'm just not about sitting in the salon anymore. I'm like, the press-on nail moment is really a thing for me right now.
No, they're really great and they really fit well. And it's like, yeah, and much easier to get off yourself than a gel.
Yes.
For sure. So what about, like, do you ever have a breakout at a festival? Because it's so hot, it's so sweaty, you've got so much on, whether it's something on your face or like chest, back, like all that stuff can happen.
So absolutely. And I feel like breakouts always come at the worst time. It's like they can hear us telling them like, not today. And that's when they decide to like peek up and say hi. So two things for that. One, the Mario Badescu drying gel or the drying lotion, that stuff is so good. So for me, if I can feel it the night before, I'll put that on. You just dip a little Q-tip down in it. You put it right on that. So that's a must. Now, if it happens day of and it's like a panic moment, the little like pimple patches are so good. You can get them at Target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those are amazing. And I also feel like if it's somewhere, like if it's on your back, if it's somewhere, like just leave it on. Like no one knows.
Oh, no, totally. And there's like that brand Starface that's so cute where they're like little stars and they almost look like they're bright colors. And
yeah,
it almost becomes like a part of your look. Like, Travis, are you going to put face stickers on? Are you going to put
face?
That's like, that's your signature.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of a hack. You can put the pimple patch on, put a little face sticker on top of it, make it part of whatever you have going on and no one will ever know. And you're like fighting it at the same time, you know?
Yes.
It's totally genius. Now, tell us a little bit about your community and how you built your community. Because I think that, you know, like, when did you start influencing? How did this all grow? Because you built an empire.
It's pretty crazy to think back on. It's been about 8 years now. So when I really started doing all this, it wasn't what it is now. Like, it wasn't this totally saturated market back in the day. I feel like I knew who a couple of bigger, like, quote, influencers were, but there was like five girls that were doing it. It was like Sincerely Jules, Song of Style, like, you know, Ariel Charnas, like that was it. Like, there were only a couple of girls and that was kind of it. And so one day I was talking to my brother, I kind of became the go-to person for all of my friends when it came to glam pretty much my whole life. There's like funny anecdotes of me. Like, I gave someone a beauty advice because I met this girl a couple years ago and she came up to me and said, I gave her beauty advice on the bus in fifth grade. So
yeah, you did.
You know, like, we've always been doing this. Like, I was the person, like, in volleyball, I was sitting there with a line of, like, 10 people braiding everybody's hair, like, ready to go. I used to leave art class and cut people's bangs. And, like, it's just kind of always been a thing. And I think that as I got older, that started to sort of, I guess, like, move outward. So it would be my close friends would give me a text or call and they'd say, hey, I'm going on a date tonight. I have a job interview or whatever it was. I need a foundation for oily skin or I need a bronzer that's not orange or whatever they needed. I started giving them recs. So then they started liking it and then telling their friends. And I would get a text from, you know, someone saying, hey, I'm friends with so-and-so and I'm this person's neighbor. Can you help me out? And I just started realizing that it was kind of this spider web effect. Mm. And so I asked my brother one day, I said, how do I do this on a bigger scale? And my brother said, thank God for him. But he said, why don't you start, you know, a YouTube channel or a blog or something like that? And I thought, well, I only know like kind of what that is, but sounds good. I'll do it. And from there, I think it just grew and grew because it was almost this grassroots like referral thing in the beginning where you say, Gwen, you ask me for a recommendation, then you end up telling like three of your friends, oh, well, I just found this amazing blush because my friend helped me. And then they told people and it just kind of spiraled like that and grew in a really organic way. There was never like a viral moment. There wasn't some like big thing that happened. Honestly, it was just a lot of hustling. I went 3 years before I made a dollar. It was my side hustle at that point. And it's kind of been a slow burn for a really long time. But I think it's because of this community that I have that's so amazing and really building that connection. I genuinely feel like I'm friends with the people that follow me so much so that they like run into me out and about and we're hugging. We're like, it's good to see you. And I can be with someone and they're like, oh, like, how do you guys know each other? And I'm like, oh no, we don't. Like but it really feels like we do. And it's that kind of community. So I think when it came to creating content or launching products or whatever it may be, I knew what people wanted because I talked to them all the time. They're my friends essentially.
So awesome.
Yes.
So what are your plans with Dibs? Can you give us a little sneak peek into like what's coming down the pike? What are you dying to launch?
For sure. So we have a a lot of things coming down the pipe. And the 5.5 is the one that just launched that I definitely think you guys are going to be obsessed with. So if anyone is listening and they don't know what color to get, I would say 5.5 is our most universal shade. Oh, wow. It's this super beautiful combo. And it's just, you can use it as a contour. You can use it as a bronzer. It's very, very universal. So I would definitely say 5.5. Gwen, you're going to be obsessed with the new 1.5 for your skin tone. It's
Great.
Everything. So we'll get it to you ASAP. But I can give you guys a couple of little swatches of things that we have coming very soon. So we've got a couple of things down the pipeline. Let me show you.
But you're really leaning into the duos. You're leaning into just bringing more colors so you can do more fun things. That is gorgeous.
So no, so these are not duos. These may go somewhere in the eye region, we'll say. And here, I'll give you one more little sneak peek.
They're all so creamy.
They're gorgeous. Your brows are really amazing too. Like it would, it makes sense to me that the next category is eye. Do you have any hacks for like doing your arches so perfectly?
I actually totally do have a hack. But okay, so my brow tip is a really good one. So you're going to take a spoolie and you're going to brush them all up and you look and you just clean up underneath your brow. And then you're going to take your spoolie. I know people can't see us, so I'm trying to be like as verbal as possible, but brush your brows down. So literally take the spoolie, brush them all down. You're going to see where your arch actually is, because sometimes when you push the brow up, it's the hairs that are longer, but there's no root there. So when you push it down at the root, at the tip of the brow here, you can see it's actually not as high as it looks when it's laid up there. So I take my brow pencil and that's where I'll fill. So I'll fill in the arch here and then I brush them up and now it's underneath the eyebrow.
Instant blend, instant blending. Your body does the blending for you.
It's underneath there and you don't have to do anything. And then my little trick on the shape is I take a pencil. This is like one of our lip liners, but you could literally take an actual pencil. Whatever you have, I take it and I place the pencil at the front of my eyebrow. And then you want that to align straight down with your nostril. And then you leave it on your nose, you turn it out, and you want that to go through the arch. So if you're unsure where your arch should be, you go basically press it up against like the bone of your nose, and then you put it through your arch right there. That's where your arch should be. And then you keep going around until you get to the tail. And that's how you kind of figure out your perfect brow shape. So I feel like it's all about the shape.
Edge of your eye. Yeah. That's genius.
And then really I just use that like got to be brow. It's like actual just hair gel. It's the cheapest stuff ever. You can get it at Target, CVS, wherever. And these babies have a mind of their own. So that really holds it in place.
And that got to be is a serious product. Like that's some serious early 2000s spiky gel hold.
Got to, everything comes back. You know, it's like Y2K is very, and why not bring the gel back too?
Oh my God. Totally. I can't even like, we could talk to you like all week. Honestly, we just got, I mean, our minds are blown. Travis, is your mind blown?
You literally changed my whole festival beauty, like base foundation, touch ups, all of that.
I have to start following you because I can see the look. I'm really excited about the purple hair.
Yes, I am too. Thank you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Guys, if you are headed to festival season, keep this episode and listen to it on repeat. Courtney Shields, thank you so, so much for joining us today. That was awesome. Everybody look for Travis Cronin with his Barbie pink or purple hair at Coachella. Come back next week for another episode of Glam Squad Confidential. And until then, go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. Until next time, stay gorgeous.